This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It is Thursday, August 15th, 2019. I am Alex Jones, your host, coming to you for the last day from San Diego. I'll be back in studio, Lord willing, tomorrow. Owen Schroyer was scheduled to be hosting the full 4 hours today, but I am going to be co-hosting some of them because wild horses could not drag me away. It's now conclusive. In fact, I even forgot to give the broadcast crew a name of this show today. When we post it, well, here it is. It's official. Jeffrey Epstein was murdered. The evidence is incontrovertible. There isn't a jury in the world with all this evidence that wouldn't say he was murdered. And there's an ongoing cover-up that is unraveling. So, Jeffrey Epstein was murdered, and the cover-up is unraveling. That's the headline. Shaking the world. It's up on drudgereport.com. The autopsy says his neck was broken in two places. We're going to lay all that out coming up and why it's so significant at the start of the next segment. Then we have that big, huge Google whistleblower that's a hero because he didn't just leak the info of the criminals' activity going on. The election meddling, the election fixing, he went public himself. He will be joining us coming up in the third segment in about 15 minutes. Zach Voorhees will be joining us. He's releasing more information today. He's already done it on his Twitter. You'll want to hear this major whistleblowing information. In fact, we're already linked on drudgereport.com, but in case Drudge isn't listening, you probably want to send an email over pointing out that we're going to have the Google whistleblower live on air. This will be a first. What Project Veritas did was amazing, and the interview is powerful. It's stunning. But he's going to be live with us for three segments. That's about 30 minutes of airtime coming up. And I'm just going to give him the floor to tell it all, to tell what else he's going to be bringing out, the other shoes to drop. Now, here's the even bigger news that's coming up after that. Tens of thousands of Chinese troops mass at sports stadiums right across the border from Hong Kong and the bridge and openly say they're getting ready to fully invade. They've already used paramilitary troops. Now, let's hit this right now first, though. Six officers delivering a felony drug warrant in Philadelphia in what's basically a no-go zone get pinned down. Six get shot. The local news basically celebrates it. Thousands of people show up on the streets. Instead of throwing water balloons or pitchers of water at the police, they begin to throw bottles at them. We're going to roll some of that video and tell them, we'll call them all sorts of horrible violent names. This is what Netflix and Hollywood is pushing, that all cops are evil, all cops are racist. A lot of these cops are black, and they have black folks wound up by the media to believe that their enemy's the police when 9 out of 10 blacks are killed by other black folks, not by white folks, not by Hispanics, not by police. And now these areas like Chicago, Southside, and areas of Philly will be even bigger no-go zones for police, and crime rates will only go up. But here are the police already six down, and on their flank, here comes folks brainwashed by the media to attack the police. This is the race baiting. This is Hollywood. Here is the awful footage.
Oh!
They shouted at the police, "We're going to kill you, die." They called black police the N-word.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globe, let's not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Fortune tanto vorrà sì, la ti posso sentire, con su amici vorrà su.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, world history is unfolding right now. This is a great time of awakening. This is a great time of what has been hidden coming to light. It's also an incredible crossroads where we see major military proxy wars between the U.S. and China breaking out in Hong Kong, breaking out in Kashmir. We see Islamic attacks exploding across Europe of every type. Hundreds of churches being burned a year, many, many a week in Europe alone. This is just a quickening time, an acceleration that we're living in. We have a huge Google whistleblower that first was broke yesterday with Project Veritas. Zach Voorhees will be joining us live, uncensored and unfiltered, the first time a major Google engineer with access to all these manuals and training systems of how to suppress nationalists and conservatives and Christians and veterans and gun owners is going to be live on a show for three segments. But let's get into the big story right now that ties into all of it. The loss of confidence in the system, no one buying the pedophile pimp, the pedophile procurer, the blackmail intelligence operative, Jeffrey Epstein, no one believing that he committed suicide. I had breakfast this morning with my head security guy, who's been in the Army, the Marines, Blackwater, done CIA contracting, been an Austin police officer in his history, been a federal air marshal, you name it. He's talked to all of his federal associates and, everyone he knows, and these guys aren't, quote, conspiracy theorists, and they say 100% killed in the cell. But I sat there at breakfast for 30 minutes while he recited all of this, and I said, you've got to start doing a radio show, Tim, because he's just totally deadpan like Dragnet. And he was just laying it all out, and I'd forgotten half of this stuff. There's a story up on DrudgeReport.com from the Gateway Pundit that says list of inconsistencies. I'd say list of smoking guns, but we're going to go over these. But let's just walk through the big ones, shall we? He gets this sweetheart deal a decade ago. He was already procuring conservatively thousands of underage girls to blackmail people, taking them to this island where far worse things happen. Other facilities in New York, other facilities in Florida. When it all starts to come out, the feds swoop in, bust him again, charge him with more sex trafficking, which ties into the Clintons and the open borders and Obama and Haiti. I mean, they are up to their necks and eyeballs in this. He goes into jail. They put a huge, giant bodybuilder cop who is in there for killing four drug dealers we know of, taking their money and burying them in his backyard. His specialty was shooting them and also choking them to death. They put him in there with this nonviolent offender. You never do that. And, of course, I already knew that from researching it, but Tim was explaining to me this morning. You never put them in with a violent offender like that.
before they're transferred and convicted or sent to prison. This guy tries to break his neck, but good jail guards that weren't on the take got in and stopped him, found him in a catatonic position. Epstein tells his lawyer, who's in the news, no, he tried to kill me. Then they put him on suicide watch. They pull him off suicide watch, put him in a cell by himself. All this unfolds. They pull the regular guards off. The big finale coming in a moment, his broken neck. And it just goes on and on from there. The lights are off. The cameras are off. They tell the regular jail guards, go home early. Other jail guards, not just one, but now they're saying a special crew is brought in. And then the jail guards that are there in other floors say they all fell asleep, so they can't say anything. Then the other witnesses that the feds have already talked to, because A.G. Barr took over the day it happened, he said, clearly a cover-up, appointed a special prosecutor, fired the warden, removed the warden, took the jail guards that found him off, put them on administrative leave. They talked to all the cells around. They said, we heard the door open, him screaming and yelling, basically fighting for his life. They instantly start saying, breathe, 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 the cover up, the screaming. So that's their cover story. Well, you're not screaming while you're leaning down on the so-called blanket to choke yourself. It's not breaking your neck. That's being violently grabbed and you're fighting back, or you dropped from a distance and it can break a vertebra. No, broken in two places. So they went in there. Two things happened. Either the guards that went in and brutally manhandled him, or someone else got in, pulled out, and then the guards came in. But everyone heard the yelling. Everyone heard the screaming, the wailing as he fought. And then, oh, breathe, breathe, Epstein, it's all right, buddy. Breathe, as they're killing him. Now, again, we have the screams. We have all the normal protections and defaults turned off. We have him parked with a killer who has dead bodies in his yard, a huge gorilla, a huge guy, a cop. And so all of this goes on and on. And you have his lawyer and others saying, no, he said they're going to kill me in here. That guy attacked me. I'm not going to commit suicide. Then he was upbeat. He was hearing that he had a deal. He was going to be getting out. He was going to turn to the Justice Department. He was going to go ahead and destroy the Clintons. And, man, the money flowed. The special, they're like, hey, we can't get the regular guards to do it. And so they turn off all the default protections. They bring in the special guys, or somebody else went in. There was wailing and screaming. They were able to get out of the jail. So everybody was asleep. The lights were off. And then the guards found him. That's the only way where the door opens. No! Please! I don't want to scream in the hotel. They'll send security here. People come to screams. And then, breathe, Alex, breathe. Or breathe, Epstein. This is completely beyond Hollywood. The wheels have come off. The deep state isn't as slick as it used to be because it's not in full control. This was a total kamikaze suicide mission sent in there by people I guarantee you they already had massive dirt on, who they already had control of. And Epstein was told, oh, you're getting out, buddy. But, yeah, he was getting out feet first. And that's why I told people this earlier this week. I said, listen, dead men tell no tales. And I said, they want to send the message to everybody else. I believe he's dead. All this stuff about, oh, look, this photo looks the same as him standing up as it looks at him on the stretcher. Yeah, it's the same guy. It's his face. Jeffrey Epstein is as dead as a doornail. He's as dead as pirate ships from 500 years ago at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. He's as extinct as Tyrannosaurus Rex and the Easter Bunny. Okay, I know the Easter Bunny in real, folks, it's a joke. He's gone. He's dead and gone. And here's the thing, though. All the other witnesses now are going to understand. You start trying to plea bargain with Trump, we've got people in the Justice Department, and we've got people in every federal jail and prison, and we'll kill you in front of everybody, and the whole corporate media will go along with us and help cover that up. But you go to drudgereport.com, Gateway Pundit, and you read the list of inconsistencies. I read this morning. I can think of some that they don't even have listed. By the way, they've done a better list than I did. So I'm saying the inconsistencies are so monumental, are so massive, that I can't even go over all of them.
Coming up second hour, we're going to go through all of these. We've also posted a link to this on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. But remember, one of the main reasons they took me off air last year, took us off all the platforms, was because they said I was saying the Clintons were involved in sex rings to blackmail people. And they diverted off on that pizza place, which the media made a big deal on, that we did go focus on. We took the bait. But they, like a mockingbird, will act like its wings broken when you get close to its nest. You go over to it instead of the nest. But it was spirit cooking. It was the all of the Aleister Crowley stuff with the Clintons, with John Podesta, with Tony Podesta, with the whole UN, the whole history. It is incredible how out of control all this is. When we come back, we've got the big whistleblower on with us. Please remember, we're listener supported. I want to thank all the listeners for your financial support. You get high-quality fluoride-free toothpaste Super Blue. Get the great grill oil that's back in stock. Get the great Nootropic Turbo Force, the great Big America Coffee, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is about to be interviewed by Owen Schroyer, because Owen has had time to go over these documents, go over the Project Veritas reports, and so he'll be conducting the main interview. I'll have a few more questions at the end, but this is a major Google engineer who's going public, unlike others that have just leaked. He is a hero. This is the first time I know of we've had a Google engineer on live, so he'll be with us for the next 40 minutes or so, until the end of the hour. And so from our main studios, Owen Schroyer takes over the interview. Owen.
Well, Zach, thank you for joining us today. These are incredible times, incredible history that we're living, and I know that that is what led you to release these documents. But before we get into that, I want to do a brief history into your time at Google. You've been at Google for 6 years, correct?
Actually, 8.
8 years. And when you started at Google, what was your position and where did you finish?
So I started as a junior engineer, and then I got promoted twice. And when I left Google, I was a senior software engineer.
So this allowed you special access to the algorithms and the codes that Google was using for their search engine optimization, and that they would also use on some of their sub-platforms like YouTube, correct?
Yeah, a common question people ask me is, what kind of special access did I have? And one of the things I just want to state for the record is that these were documents that were available to any full-time employee on the internal public internet.
So they made these documents available for anyone to see, but then when you released them, they panicked and they called the police on you, correct?
Yeah, so Google has been scrubbing the inside of their corporate internet. I started to become aware of these documents in 2017, and I just started like grabbing them and then, you know, finding keywords and that led me to other documents that I was then able to grab. And so I just started collecting this treasure trove of documents that was showing a clear intention to unduly influence the election and other nefarious things.
Now, you said you started collecting these documents in 2017. When do you think this sort of pattern of behavior at Google of manipulating search results for a political agenda, when do you think that started?
It started in 2016, right after Donald Trump got elected. The company did a full 180 and started to communicate their intentions to sort of break away from their mission statements to the employees of the company.
Now, how clear were they with you and the rest of their employees that from now on Google was basically operating as a political wing that was favoring one side of the aisle? In this case, it would be the Democrat Party, but it could be anybody. When did they decide that this was going to be their mission, and did they make that clear to their employees?
Well, you know, there's a misconception that Google is trying to just censor the right. They're trying to censor the left. Today, I just made a post to Tulsi Gabbard's attorney describing that I know how people can take down accounts because I saw them take down Jordan B. Peterson's account. And the information for that is still located inside of Google's internal bug database under Jordan B. Peterson.
So you've put out an open letter to Tulsi Gabbard's attorney saying you know what it looks like to be taken down. Tulsi Gabbard sued Google for, I believe, $57 million for the interference they ran during her ad campaign on Google during the presidential debates. what kind of information can she look at or get access to prove that Google actively made sure to keep her down during the presidential debate?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, you know, the challenge for these attorneys is that they don't have, like, knowledge of how Google's internal system works. And so that discovery process can be really challenging. And so what I did is I used my knowledge on how they took down Jordan B. Peterson to give them instructions on how to do discovery. So they'll be able to see, you know, that bug. And I described to them how these malicious third-party actors were able to exploit previously unknown vulnerabilities to Google in order to trigger their AI to take down their Jordan's email address. In this sense, I'm kind of testifying as an expert witness inside the system. And if you'd like, I would love to tell you how they were able to take down Jordan B. Peterson.
In fact, let's actually go specifically with the Jordan B. Peterson example. Talk about exactly what they do inside internally with the engineers and the softwares and the algorithms to remove somebody like Jordan Peterson.
So what happens is that there is there's a group of people, and what they do is that they get the target's address. So I'm not going to say Jordan Peterson's email address on air. But let's just say that his email address is XYZ. And so this third party will go and change one of the letters, right? So instead of XYZ, it'll be XYY@gmail.com. And they repeat this process, and they create this network of spam accounts that then push out spam to other users. And this triggers the AI system to flag the spam accounts and bring them down, but surprisingly, it also brings down the original person's accounts. And so the original person, they go dark, their accounts go down. Google tells them that the account's down for suspicious activity, and then they have no way of having any recourse because Google's not going to share their information. They're not going to share, like, what's going on, and they're hiding it. And so people on the inside, we can see this kind of stuff, and so this is how they're doing it. And I've never seen Google really address this problem. The exploit, as far as I know, still exists. And it's something that needs to be investigated. In fact, I think that Google is actually purposely leaving this vulnerability open just so that they can claim plausible deniability, and say, well, it wasn't us. And they're technically not taking down. It's these malicious third parties that are taking it down.
So it sounds to me, whether or not you could say Google is involved or not, it sounds to me people are doing an end around of censorship, loading up the network with a bunch of false accounts. In this example, Jordan B. Peterson. So you've got Jordan B. Peterson, but then Jordan B. Petersons, Jordan B. Peterzens, Jordan B. Peterzens, and then it just bogs it all down and it turns all of it into spam, including the real Jordan B. Peterson. But you're
yes.
saying this is mostly done by third parties, but you think maybe Google turns a blind eye?
Yes, that's exactly what's happening. Google's turning a blind eye and allowing these malicious third-party hackers to hack the system. And so, you know, it started with, you know, Jordan B. Peterson, and now what we're seeing is, you know, it's evolved into, you know, election interference. Tulsi Gabbard has an ad account, and after she did the first Democratic debate, everybody, you know, swarmed to Google Search to try to find information on Tulsi Gabbard. Well, Tulsi Gabbard's ad account went down, and it went down the same way that Jordan B. Peterson's account was going down, you know, for suspicious activity. So during the search, she's not able to utilize all the keywords that she's purchased. And so her opponents can still buy her keywords, and as a result, users' traffic gets redirected towards establishment players.
So let's focus on that on the other side, and let's highlight how this is something that's so important, because during the presidential debates is when most of the traffic is on Google for people searching for information. So they go on there, they search Tulsi Gabbard, they don't find anything. That's because Tulsi Gabbard has been removed by Google. It's been marked as spam. We've got the whistleblower on with us, Zach Voorhees. We'll get into it on the other side.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually work for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Viewing Zach Voorhees, who is in San Francisco. I'm about to turn it back over to them, and then I'll be back live with Owen in the next hour. But you have to understand, he's talking from his perspective, which was high level in the engineering department, able to see these documents, and Congress has been lied to. But classically, just like motorcycle gangs like Hell's Angels will use what they call puppet organizations to carry out their crimes for them, that's what you're hearing. We got secret documents thanks to Mike Cernovich last year, which Google admitted were real, where they were hiring outside contractors, paying them millions of dollars to go in manually and downvote us and spam using my name to then say InfoWars was not real news. That's exactly what he was just getting at. And make one more point and then turn it back over to the live interview and understand how much courage Mr. Voorhees has. You expand on that, the Southern Poverty Law Center, Media Matters, and others. They hired over 100,000 people trained by them to be brought into Google, who then on their outside time are given these exploits and then go in and do it, and then Google has the plausible deniability. This is criminal racketeering in my view. So I'd like Owen to take over, ask these key questions. We'll show some of these articles, and then I'd also like to get into what he thinks Congress should do. But what he's saying is so central. Tulsi Gabbard is beautiful, smart, a real liberal. I really like her. She polls the best, so they bury her. Just like Bernie Sanders was polling better than Hillary, so they buried him. This is what they're able to do. And when he says this is about the left and right being censored, he's absolutely correct. They're going to try to make this partisan. He's right. These big giants, these big tech giants want total control. They're working with China to suppress their own liberal movements. So back to Owen Schroyer and this incredible Google whistleblower. We're top linked on drudgereport.com. History's happening. Please share the link. Back to our guest.
So I want to get into two things with you now, Zach. One is exactly what they did specifically to keep Tulsi Gabbard from trending in Google search results and to keep her ad campaign from showing up during the presidential debate. And then I want to talk about the other thing that Google does, or if they are aware of this going on. We got the internal documents that they are hiring people, but they use other groups out there to go flag a bunch of things, and they say, oh, we just have curated content where the end user flags hate speech or abusive behavior. Well, they don't actually check that. They just look at the flaggings and say, oh, that's a flag, you're banned. We banned Alex Jones, we banned you. So let's talk about that. But first, get into the specifics of what Tulsi Gabbard's attorneys need to know about what Google did to keep her from trending and from showing up with her ads during the Democrat presidential debate.
Right. So I want to clarify that I don't have direct knowledge on how exactly Tulsi Gabbard got down. All I know is that it matches the pattern that it took on how Jordan B. Peterson was taken down.
And that's just to spam Tulsi out of existence.
Yeah, and there's been other people that have been taken out using this method of attack. And it actually constitutes a family of attacks where there are these vulnerabilities that Google is allowing third parties to exploit in order to take down targets that they want to take out.
So let's talk about this other angle, which is a bunch of people going in and flagging groups consciously doing this to flag people they don't like for, say, Alex Jones. Does Google know that this is going on? How aware is Google that groups of people consciously go flag people they don't like for abusive behavior or hate speech, and then the AI ends up censoring those people based on the numbers that they have in the algorithm for the number of flaggings it takes to do so? How aware is Google that that is going on?
I mean, we're aware of it. As anyone who investigates it sees that that's happening, and you don't need to be an insider to know that 5,000 downvotes on a video that appear in the span of 30 seconds is not normal, right? And so the data on this is pretty clear that there is gamification of the system by automated systems that other people are using to control. And, you know, all that data is being claimed as a trade secret. And so because it can't be audited, there is the plausible deniability of calling anybody who says that a conspiracy theorist.
So what, I mean, because I'm trying to think, are they trying to just act incompetent? You obviously saw what was going on. You collected the documents, you released them so that the people know what's going on. But when you brought this to other executives or perhaps superiors at Google saying, hey, look what they're doing to try to stop people's voices from being heard. This AI algorithm isn't working fairly. We have these groups going out and flagging things that they shouldn't be flagging. What was the response?
I got reprimanded for trying to bring this, you know, to attention. So, you know, it was literally setting me down and saying, you've been too outspoken and this is going to reflect negatively on your next performance review.
I mean, that sounds like Big Brother to me.
It is. And then they don't follow through. It's a bluff, right? Because they just want to shut you up, but they don't want any record that they're retaliating for political based speech. And so, there's really no outlet for people to go to try to fix the system because the system is not broken by accident. It's being broken purposely.
Well, we've had now three whistleblowers go to Google. We've had, Google whistleblowers go to Project Veritas. We've had undercover video from Project Veritas exposing Google. We've had Sundar Pichai perjure himself, in my opinion, under
oath. Perjure himself in front of Congress, yeah.
So you've witnessed this. You've seen this all. You know it's going on. What do you think about the fact that you had Sundar Pichai perjure himself and there hasn't been any action yet, even though we know that's the case?
I mean, well, this is the reason why I'm coming forward, is because, you know, as an insider, I can see that the executives have no allegiance to the truth, and that not even bringing them under oath is a strong enough method to have them tell the truth. And the thing is that they're not just lying to the Congress people. They're not just lying to the American people. They're lying to their stockholders, because they're telling their stockholders that they're not doing this. They don't have any ideological bias. And it's absurd to think that they don't. I mean, you know, how many times can they fool us before we wake up and we say, no, this is something that's deliberate, and this is something that's dark, and this is something that needs to be exposed to the light.
Is Sundar Pichai, is he really the head of Google, or is he just a front man, in your opinion?
It's difficult with these people. Like, a lot of these CEOs seem to be figureheads. And
well, I asked that because he seemed very aloof during his congressional testimony.
Yeah, and the thing is that how does, you know, if he's being honest, how is he in that role? Because he just seems so incompetent, you know, when they can't answer the questions. But it's not incompetence, it's deception. They don't want, they're dancing around the truth. And I actually feel bad for these executives. Like, they're under control. They can't, they're not free to say what the truth is. They have to play a very careful dance between what their investors want, what a certain group of investors want to have disclosed to the rest of the public.
Well, and coming up, you got one more segment. Coming up, let's talk about what you think Congress and the president should do about this, and then comment on the weight that's been lifted off your soul. But talk about what you were just saying, other executives, how many other people at Google are like you, and how much pressure are there on executives not to come forward right now? Do you think there's about to be a waterfront, or are they still intimidated by, powerful forces?
So there's this weird culture in Google. They're trying to, like, install this monoculture. And, yes, there are people. There's kind of a patriot network inside of Google, but they're afraid to come out. And some of it, you know, some of that extends all the way into the executive class. And so the thing is that I felt that if I came forward, that I would galvanize other people by paving a path of disclosure for these documents, so that people could come forward and say their opinion without violating the NDA.
We've got one more segment with Google whistleblower Zach Voorhees. First of all, I want to thank Project Veritas for putting your story out there. I want to thank you, Zach Voorhees, for having the courage to come forward, and hopefully others will follow. I want to thank InfoWars audience for making sure that we still have this platform despite Google trying to shut us down. This is amazing. I want to thank Drudge for linking to this so we can amplify this story. The world needs to know. America needs to know. Google is trying to manipulate U.S. elections and potentially committing treason. More on the other side with the whistleblower.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out. out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't a Netflix drama show. This isn't a Law & Order TV program. This is not a movie. This is not a drill. This is not fiction. This is reality. You have a major Google engineer backing up what the other engineers have said, what the documents have shown, and talking about perjury before Congress. Well, I'm going to turn this over again to Owen Schroyer in Austin, Texas, to finish up this amazing interview, but pray and support this individual and others to come forward. You heard him say he hopes to blaze a path to get others to have the courage. That's leadership. So, Zach Voorhees, we salute you. And I'll say this. It's all of our birthright. Black, white, old, young, gay, straight, from whether you're from San Francisco, New York City, or Austin, Texas, or Des Moines, Iowa. We're all having our birthright stolen right now. We're seeing election meddling. And it's time to admit it and to realize we've seen a giant backdoor power grab. They didn't come like an enemy from over the horizon. They came from inside, and they came through cyberspace. Our republic, our constitutional little d democracy, has been hacked. And please remember, without your financial support, we wouldn't have withstood this withering storm of censorship, attacks, and lies. We have the new World Awakens mega sale, Globalist House of Cards collapsing, end of summer super sale. It's the big, giant 50 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, but only on 50-something items, not on every item, because a bunch of these are very close to selling out. Whether it's Ultimate Krill Oil, Body's Turmeric, Brain Force Plus, Knockout Sleep Aid, Turbo Force, 8-pack Power Stack, it's all 50 to 60% off, and your purchases make it all possible here.
but an incredible time to be alive, an incredible time to be making history together and standing up and seeing the good guys wake up and to see us coming back from zero to basically tying the globalists right now for a football analogy. So back to Owen Schroyer and Zach Voorhees.
Once again, Zach, thank you for joining us. I want to get into Google's ability to rig and manipulate U.S. elections where we have congressmen and media crying Russia interference, this interference, talking about election integrity. Do you think Google is the biggest threat to U.S. elections?
I think that, if you want to look at the biggest threat, it's Google together with Facebook, together with Twitter. They form this, this echo chamber in which if they want to apply their control of narratives, then what they're going to do is they're going to press down the voices that they don't want, and they're going to boost up the voices that they do. And InfoWars has been sort of the main victim in this, and it's clear that as if your audience looks through the disclosure list hosted at ProjectVeritas.com, they're going to see InfoWars pop up in numerous blacklists that have been disclosed.
Now, do you actually have information from people inside Facebook or Twitter that they're doing the same thing Google is doing to censor voices like Alex Jones?
Yeah, in fact, it's been disclosed with Project Veritas. There was a leaker from Facebook and there was a leaker from Pinterest who came out and disclosed that, people in the influencer networks are being, nefariously blacklisted within these companies. And I understand it's the same pattern that's being applied to Google is the same pattern that's being applied to Facebook, which is the same pattern that's being applied to Pinterest. Project Veritas did an undercover sting operation with the Twitter folks. And what these people say when, they don't think that the cameras are rolling is pretty insane. They think that if you love guns, if you, enjoy your First Amendment rights, that you're a Russian bot, And when I tell people that, they're skeptical, but that's literally what was on the video.
What do you think this does, knowing what these big tech companies do and the power they have? What do you think this does to U.S. election integrity?
U.S. election integrity goes out the window if the voices on the left and voices on the right can't have a voice, Google's mission statement is to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. When InfoWars was taken offline, was that making information universally accessible and useful? No, it wasn't. When other news sites are taking off the index, is that making information universally accessible? And no, it's not. So they're clearly violating their contract, their social contract that they've given to the American people and to their investors. And I'm specifically talking about Google here because when they went IPO on their initial public offering, they had a constitution that they said that they would not violate. And the first one was do no evil. The second one was, organize the world's information. And they're violating that mandate. And they're lying to Congress under oath that they're violating that thing by giving the veil, the deception that they're still following it and that they're not politically biased.
What do you think comes next in this disclosure of what Google is doing to manipulate U.S. elections? And what would you like to say to the Google executives that are engaging in this?
Yeah, well, something quite amazing is happening right now. Like, there's been a huge document dump. I've released over 950 pages. And right now, there is a crowd raid. There are a bunch of users. They're looking at these documents. They're digesting them. And they're posting the content of them onto Twitter for us all to see. And so, one of the things I want to invite for your audience is to come online, go to Project Veritas, see their disclosure. They posted a link to all of these documents. I'm asking your audience to download the everything.zip file and just go to town. And the thing is that whatever you think Google's doing, I promise you, it's way, way worse. And I see the reaction online and everyone's like, WTF. And I'm like, yes, everyone is now seeing what I've seen privately And, you know, we're finally having the exposure of light into the darkness, and people are finally understanding what's really going on in America.
Yeah, I mean, this is like finding out the NFL has been telling referees to favor a certain team every year, and they keep winning the Super Bowl. That's what this is, but they're doing it with U.S. elections. So what would you like to say, though, to the Google executives that are engaged in this right now, as you're saying that they, some of them that have testified are guilty of perjury?
What I have to say to the executives is that your days of deception are limited. We are all paying attention to the things that you're saying. And whatever you say is going to be audited at some point in the future. And you're going to be held to account for lying to the American public, because it's not just about corporate profits. You've entered into the dangerous territory of a national security issue. You are now exposing yourself as a national security threat. You're hosting your AI Manhattan project in a foreign country. Meanwhile, you're using deception in order to cancel contracts with the United States military. So, you know, who is it that you're working for? Why are you beholden to them? And have you been infiltrated so thoroughly by foreign actors that you're now taking this position because you're afraid of the retribution of this infiltration?
Now, you said something interesting, a Manhattan AI project that they've moved to a foreign country. Are you talking about China?
Yes, I am.
And what is that project that you would say is the AI equivalent of a Manhattan project, which was, of course, the atom bomb?
So the equivalent that Google's working on is called DeepMind. And if people use that keyword, they can search for it right now. They can find, they've been pretty public about all that information about DeepMind, but Google has been trying to deceive the public by creating a fake AI project called Dragonfly. And, you know, they were telling the public that Dragonfly was their censorship weapon, and everyone was like, what's up with Dragonfly? And they're trying to find information, but no information existed because it was a fake project. And you'll know that it's a fake project because right after I disclosed ML Fairness, which is the real, you know, AI censorship project, Google then decided that, okay, well, the ruse is over. We're just going to, you know, officially terminate the Dragonfly project. And that happened in July.
What do you know about the DeepMind project that they're doing in China? Have they been testing this? Have they done any sort of form of seeing if it truly is artificially intelligent? Have they done, let's say, human testing?
I don't know. That's probably like top secret for the company. The person that seems to know most about this is Peter Thiel. He wrote an article in the New York Times a week ago accusing Google of treason and asking for an investigation into Google's activities with China. So I'm going to direct your audience to you know, search that direction for, you know, the accusations of what Google is doing with China, with their AI Manhattan project called DeepMind.
This is incredible. If you can stick around for five more minutes, we'd love to have you. Zach Voorhees, Google executive whistleblower, huge document dump. This kind of stuff changes the world. I'd like to know, what is it like knowing that Google pretty much can just follow you anywhere you go, spy on you, listen to you? Does that scare you?
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.